and have some folks ask me some questions. I hope I've made it clear that I have never told anybody that there's anything wrong with wearing a mask. What I have emphasized is you should only wear a mask when necessary, and you should do it properly. And so I want to repeat that. Should you wear a mask? That's up to you. It's a free country, and the Bible doesn't actually say one way or the other whether it's right or wrong. It's according to your situation. If your employer requires you to wear a mask, then you should wear a mask, if at all possible. And if you can't wear one, like me, I wear a mask, but it really has, you know, no use as far as stopping anything. And for the record, medical masks really don't stop the COVID virus, especially when they're not worn properly. But there's been a few cases where I've worn a mask. And I'm not going to show you the mask I wear, but it's a mask, but it doesn't do anything other than cover my face so that all the idiots looking and staring at me, if I don't wear one, can mind their own business. That's really what it comes down to. But it's a fact that those masks you're wearing are the, if it's N95 or whatever it is you're putting over your face, go find a chain link fence and shoot BBs at it and see how many BBs are stopped by that fence. That's what's happening with that mask and the COVID, Chinese Wuhan COVID-19 coronavirus, whatever you want to call it. And if you wear a mask, wear it properly. That's the main point I want to make in this short video. Wear the mask, fine, but wear it properly. If you're putting on the same mask over and over, hours a day, you're hurting yourself. You're not helping. If you're not wearing it properly, not covering your nose and your mouth, someone like me with a beard, you can't even really wear a mask properly. And I'm not shaving. But if you have, you're clean shaven, the mask is supposed to go around and touch skin to mask. You're not supposed to keep touching it. And you see these people, news reporters, football coaches, people out on the streets when they're talking to the reporters, and they just keep pulling the mask down, pulling up, pulling the mask down, pulling up. That totally defeats the purpose. And if you're going to wear those medical masks or the N95s, you should every so often change those masks. I was explaining to our folks this week that when I worked in construction, there's a lot of dust. We had these N95 masks on. Every break, we threw it away and got a clean one. And that's to fight dust. So if you're fighting germs, you had better change masks frequently. Don't touch the mask frequently. Keep the mask on properly, or you're wasting your time. And that's really all I've tried to say over the last year almost, where this mask thing has been going on. If you want to wear a mask, if you need to wear a mask, if it's necessary or whatever, go right ahead. But if you're not wearing it properly, you are just wasting your time, and then, on top of that, might make yourself sick. There's been an increase in sinus infections, throat infections, sore throats, tonsillitis, bacterial infections, bronchitis, pneumonia. There's been an increase in all of those. Why? It's even with people who don't have COVID. Why is that happening? Because they're wearing a face diaper and they're catching all the stuff that God intended for you to spew out of your nose and mouth. You're catching it on a napkin and keeping it right on your face. It defies any level of intelligence and logic if you're doing that. I love you enough to tell you the truth. If you want to wear a mask, but wear it properly, or you're not only defeating the purpose, you're making yourself sick. And that includes your government. Your government is making you sick because they're not telling you these things. And that's the truth.